Well, good day, everyone, and welcome to a new series that we're going to be starting today entitled My Strong Spirit. And we'll talk more about that title in just a moment, but I want to tell you how much I enjoyed the series we did on the faith in His blood, talking about faith in Jesus' blood. And for me, that was a faith builder. And I think that's so important for us during these times that we looked at that blood and what it provided through His covenant. Because what? Everything we have is because of the shed blood of Jesus and Him taking it and presenting it on the mercy seat. That covenant blood that He shed and took for us. It almost gives me chills every time I say that. So that session was good for me. And as I prayed about what to do in this session in the coming weeks, I've perceived that we needed to continue to do some faith building. And I'll be honest with you, it was for me, first and foremost, but I believe this is exactly what we're supposed to be teaching. And so we're talking about My Strong Spirit. Now, why this title, My Strong Spirit? Because I'd really like for you to begin to say it. And what are we doing? Maybe declaring something that be not as though it were? Or maybe we're just declaring My Strong Spirit so that I will hear those words and see my spirit as needing to be strong. And it also does what? It also gives us an opportunity to declare what our spirit is and confess that to ourselves. And because you're going to see the importance of having a strong spirit as we go through this study. Now, today's session, we're going to really lay a foundation for this. And I anticipate 3 to 4 weeks probably. But the title that the Lord gave me as I was just typing out to start this, to prepare the handout and my notes, I said, okay, Lord. And I started to put X's in about title. And I just heard immediately why it matters. So why would He entitle it for us? Why it matters. And the answer is simple, because it matters greatly. You're going to see the significance of it. And really, this is where, and we'll use this scripture later on, all of our life flows from. And we need every part of our life to flow from our spirit. And it has to be a strong spirit for that to be the case. And I believe what we're going to do today is establish the importance of it. And the reality that we can have one, and we can just do that. Now, just remember, and I'll probably say this again, of the increase of His kingdom, talking about Jesus, it says there is no end. And then it's, where is the kingdom? Inside us. So I just want you to consider and not get complacent. That ought to ring a bell with us about my spirit is strong enough. No, we are never to stop increasing it. And I'm going to say this once, maybe twice more. You're not doing this just for yourself. My strong spirit should be strong, yes, so that I can receive all those promises. But my strong spirit should be strong for you, for those I encounter, so that the Lord can testify of His goodness through us, through this strong spirit that we have. And you'll see how that really lays out and rolls forth in a few moments. So let's go, just jump into this today. Proverbs 18:14. And it says in the New American Standard, the spirit of a man can endure his sickness. Now, that doesn't sound real smooth English, but we'll talk about it. But it goes on to say, but a broken spirit, a spirit that is not in good standing, that is weak, we might say, who can bear? Now, a spirit with no strength in it, a broken or weak spirit, that's a spirit that cannot bring victory in the spirit realm to us. And so it is up to us that we become strong and stay strong. And you're going to see how that is. Because everything we need to do that is inside us. We've just got to feed and strengthen that spirit. New King James reads this way. The spirit of a man will sustain, will hold him up, will gird him in his sickness. But who can bear a broken spirit? So, again, we see this thought of strong spirit, broken spirit. But look what it's doing. Will it sustain him? It'll endure. He can endure it. The Amplified puts it together and says this: the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. That can be sickness. It implies weakness. But a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Now let's take a look at this word in the Hebrew language that is used for can endure or will sustain. That word in the Hebrew is K-U-L, the way we would spell it. Cool. It's kind of like cool, but they say it a little funny. And here's what it means. It means to seize something, to grab hold of something, to take control, you might say. And I like that. The strong spirit of a man takes control of me. It grabs hold and won't let go. And it literally is translated to support, which you can understand that word, to maintain, which we want to do, a strong spirit, to contain, not let it go wild, to nourish, that's important, and then finally, to endure. Now, as I was putting this together, the way my mind works, I heard in my head a play on the Hebrew word's pronunciation of cool. And so, might I say this, the strong spirit of a man will keep you cool when attacks come. Now, when I say the strong spirit of man will keep you cool when attacks come, I'm not talking about the temperature. You know, if you're here in middle Georgia, even in the days that we've been past, we've had a lot of 90 to 100 degree days and heat temperature. That's not what this is talking about. It's talking about us keep our cool. No anxiety, no worry. That's what the strong spirit of a man will do. And the other thing that we tend to do, what do we tend to do when attacks come? We tend to think, well, what am I going to do? But when we're cool, when that spirit is active in us and producing life in us, we don't have to think that. We begin to react and live from our spirit, and our mind has been renewed to be in agreement, and we just walk right through those things. So let me just tie this briefly to the series we just did on the blood. What did the blood do? Children of Israel. It redeemed them and it what? Protected them. Same thing that it does for us. So I'm beginning to see a strong spirit in light of the blood as something that can protect us, like a force field does in Star Wars, or if you remember in Genesis, in the land of Goshen, it was light. But there at the edge, there was some kind of barrier and it was dark in Egypt. That's the difference that a strong spirit, I believe, can make. It's like a strong protection, a wall of protection, we might say, or a strong tower, to put it in Bible words. And the other one that I thought about was a strong spirit really provides us with a firm foundation, a cornerstone that keeps us immovable. Thank you for that blood, Lord. So we're not shaken nor wavering in anything that we do. Now, does that sound also like we have some confidence in our Father, in our Lord Jesus, and in the Word? Yeah, it does. And so I'm talking now to folks who are born again, and I would say in even better off, spirit-filled, because it's easier to draw and live from that spirit when you recognize it, when you use your prayer language. But Proverbs 3:26 says this, New American Standard again, we'll read Amplified too. For the Lord, and let me just say, now He dwells in us, for the Lord will be your confidence, and He will keep your foot from being caught. So there again, what do we see? Protection, remaining cool, not worrying about what traps are out there, but walking through as He leads us. He provides that confidence to us. We walk in that confidence. The Amplified says, for the Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong. So there's that foundation that we talked about, and not wavering and having that wall of protection. And I like this. It says, He shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. So we don't have to be walking around looking at, wondering what's behind every door. Is something going to jump out? What problems are going to happen today? We are focused on Him and living from that. And if those things are coming, what? He'll let us know. The Holy Spirit will tell us of things that are about to appear so that we could either walk through them unfazed, or if it knocks us down, we're confident to get right back up and go. Now, it's interesting to me what the verse previous to 26, verse 25 said. So let me read it, and then we'll read the 26 again in the Amplified. Do not be afraid of sudden terror and panic, nor the stormy blast or the storm and the ruin of the wicked when it comes. And listen to this phrase in the Amplified. For you will be guiltless. Oh, there's that righteousness that blood provided for us. And then if we read on, so don't be afraid of sudden terror, panic, nor the stormy blast, etc. For the Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong. So you see, it's not really an either or choice that we make. If we have a strong spirit, these things are going to come, but we have confidence that we're going to push right through it. Let me give you a New Testament scripture to correspond to that. One that we have looked at a number of times in the previous study, Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore draw near with confidence. Now, this is in New American Standard. That word also means boldness, not arrogance. Because remember, it's not our blood that was shed. So we don't have anything to be arrogant about. But we can go confidently, which is the same thing as going boldly, into the throne of grace that we may receive mercy or take mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So again, we see this confidence, this boldness coming forth from a strong spirit that grabs a hold of us and really allows us to take control of all of our mind, the thoughts we have, fear, anxieties that may try to come against us. Amplified for Hebrews 4:16, let us fearlessly and confidently and boldly. So things we just said, draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners. That's when we came first to Him, but we can continue to come, that we may receive mercy for those things that we fail in and find grace to help in good time for every need. And then it adds this, to appropriate help and well-timed need coming just when we need it. That's walking in the Spirit. That's walking with the benefit of a strong spirit. So, can you begin to see how the degrees of success that we experience in living and obtaining the results that the Lord purchased for us really ties in to the condition of our spirit? Now let's look at 3 John 2. And you may have some questions about why I'm reading this verse, but I'll explain it. It says, Beloved, I pray in all respects or in every way that you may prosper and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Now you may say, wait a minute, we're talking about a strong spirit. Yes, we are. Soul, and I have taught this at Healing School at High Point and to us again in some previous studies, that we do need a strong soul as we think of mind, will, and emotion. But this word, and you've also got to remember that the spirit and soul are so tightly connected that only the Word of God can discern between them, can divide it. So the soul in the Greek is the Greek word psuche, which literally means breath. It actually implies the vital force of life as God breathed the breath of life into Adam and what? Put His spirit in him. Now, Thayer describes it as the seat, and it's talking about, in many cases, in his translated mind. Thayer describes it as the seat of all feelings, desires, affections, aversions, and then parenthetically adds this, our heart and our soul. So it's that combination. It's where we live life from. From that part of our being where our life flows, and again, so tightly together. You know, I think of it this way, heart, life, and soul. We have a strong spirit. Our heart is strong. From that heart flows life, flows strength. and our soul, our mind is renewed. So the New Living Translation for this verse says, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you're as healthy in your body as you are strong in spirit." So again, the spirit feeds into the soul. Now, just as our body needs natural foods to maintain strength, our mind, our soul, can be weakened when we don't feed it the right things, when we feed on the shape of the economy or what's going to happen with the elections or anything that just continually creates fear, tries to create fear and doubt in us. So if we feed on not good stuff, good stuff being the Word of God, then our mind can become weak. But can I tell you that this can also happen with your spirit man? That your mind can tend to block the things that flow from your spirit. And that's why we need to continually pray in the Spirit to build up ourselves in our most holy faith, but to also read the Word and stay fed on the Word. So that tells me then, if I don't stay in the Word properly and keep my spirit built up, it can get weak. Now, Matthew 4:4 gives us a hint of this. Jesus answers a question that are some comments that have been made, and he says, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." In other words, we're not to just live off everything in this physical realm, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, this is quoting Deuteronomy 8:6. So it's in the Old Testament, it was the same truth for them, even though they did not have this renewed spirit. And I think that gives you some sense of the power of the Word in our being if we just believe it. So our newly created spirit, our born-again spirit, must be fed, it must be strengthened, it must be trained, and it must be exercised. In other words, we need to use our faith just the same as our mind, our soulish realm, and our bodies require. Ephesians 6:10, again, building on this concept of a strong spirit, says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength," or some translations say, "or the power of His might." So I want to ask you, where is this strength that's coming from the Word? Where is it coming into? Where is it feeding? Well, this strength is manifested in our spirit man here on this earth. Everything we receive comes through the Spirit. So our flesh and our soul can't be strong in the Lord without our spirit man being made strong. And we're just going to see now that in doing this, we're talking about the spirit man living from Him so that life, the God kind of life, flows. Let me read you the Amplified. "In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides." So in my spirit, man, is the Holy Spirit, and those two are joined. And so there's a natural flow that will occur if I will nourish my part of the Spirit. So where is this union? In our spirit. Each of us, therefore, has the potential to walk in ever-increasing amounts of spiritual strength. The kingdom is inside us, and remember, of the increase of His kingdom, there is no end. So we should be desiring, we should be pursuing a strong spirit again, not just to be better positioned for us to get. The Lord wants to give good things to us. He wants us to take those good things. But we are really becoming focused on, in this study, becoming strong in our spirit. The most important thing is so that we can receive and then give out, show Him, show the Lord through our life in our spirit man. So I think we've seen the spirit is the life-giving part of our being. Think about James 2:26. "For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without the works is dead." Now, let me just put my paraphrase on that. "For just as the body without the spirit is not active, if we don't have a spirit living in us, when our spirit departs, what? This flesh dies and laid down. But it's saying that our faith ought to work in the same way. If we want our faith active, then the spirit is the source of life in the body, and it's the source of faith. It is where we believe. A strong spirit will make us strong in faith. And again, all that is brought forth in our life comes through our spirit, that strong spirit. Now, Ephesians 3:16 in the New King James. And this, to me, is one of the verses that says it the most clearly, that is, it's essential. It is the Lord's desire that this is how we walk, strong in our spirit. Paul, in praying for us, praying for you and I, prays that he would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man. Now, our inner man, is that the combination of spirit and soul, that hidden man, the hidden man of the heart, that part that you can't see. And this tells me there is no increase, because think about being as strong as he is. And he's the one who's providing and nourishing and increasing that strength. Again, as we manifest ourselves in the love of God to others so that everyone can see his goodness. Now that really takes us back, as we begin to wrap up today, to Proverbs 4, verse 20. And again, very familiar scriptures that we have read in recent weeks. My son, verse 20, Proverbs 4, give attention, feed on, like a cow chewing his cud. Just think about it over and over. Draw it back up. Think about it. Chew it over some more. Draw it back up. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Now, I like that, incline your ear. Listening to your spirit man. It's not just talking about listening to my voice or your voice if you're reading the word, which we certainly want to do. But listen to your spirit man, because that word has been written in your heart. And then 21 says, do not let them depart from your sight. Now, that's not saying we have to take our Bible and be like this, 7:24. But they should what? When we have something in our heart, we begin to see it with our spiritual eyes. And so that's part of where I believe he's talking here too. Not just physical eyes, but with your spiritual eyes, keep those words of his in front of you. Keep them in the midst of where? Your heart. Because if they're in the midst of your heart, they're going to flow up. And you're going to be able to think about them over and over. And why do we want to do that? For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their whole body. Now, can you almost see a parallel with 3 John 2 to those verses so far? And then the final instruction, and I trust you will too, get a glimpse of the importance of this verse. Watch over your heart. Watch over your spirit, we might say, with all diligence. Now, so I just am so thankful. See all the things that the Lord has just tied together for us. I mean, we've talked about diligence. We've talked about the blood, the protection. All of these things are just coming to bear. Now, my words, where do you keep them? In your heart. Can I just say this? If you keep his words in your heart, his words will keep you. If you keep his words in your heart, his words will keep you. See the impact then of these words and a strong spirit. They produce life, these verses say. They produce healing, and that to me is in your soul and your flesh. But where does it all begin? Life springs forth from a strong spirit. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, contemporary English version, says, we never give up. Our bodies are gradually dying, but we ourselves, what is we ourselves? The real me, my spirit man. But we ourselves are being made stronger each day. And can I tell you that when we are being made stronger in our spirit, it will have an impact on your soul. It will have an impact on your flesh. And so we can live stronger, even though this body tends to get weaker and weaker. Saints, we can actually get to a point, like Paul said in Acts 20:24, but none of these things move me. Why? Because he's grabbed a hold of me in my spirit, and that life is flowing from it. So I've tried today just to lay a foundation for where we're going to in former weeks. Now, you may be thinking, okay, how am I going to be able to tell if I have a strong spirit? How am I going to locate where my spirit man is, how well I'm functioning? And what you're going to find is that it's the same things that we talked about in how do we apply the blood. It's the same thing as we talked about when we talked about the title of this session being My Strong Spirit. And we see it in Luke 6, verse 45, and the New King James reads this way, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." What we speak will give you a clue of, or help you locate where you are with a strong heart. Now, no condemnation in this. We're all building and growing. And that's what we're going to do. In the coming weeks, we're going to look at some of the benefits of it even more, some of the things that it can do in us, and then we'll begin to talk about developing and maintaining this strong spirit, my strong spirit. Why are we doing it? Because it is of great, great importance. In other words, it matters to our Lord. Thank you for joining us today. I look forward to continuing this study with you. Be blessed as you walk in the strength of that spirit man that is ever increasing in power in you.